This is where the real hip-hop lives. Power 4.4 Radio. 100% real hip-hop and R&B.
It's your girl, Simply Sabrina. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Baltimore Flavor Radio on Power 4.4 Radio. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood.
Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
That's right. Tap in. It's Mr. Flood Season himself, DJ King Ray, personally inviting you to check out the Bossed Up, Crowned Up Mix Show every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on Power 4.4 Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the Seek Plan Do Show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C Plan New Show with Gary O'Neill.
Keep the check.
Every time. Larger than did it against Gola.
I just keep on doing it.
Yes.
Hey. Elijah.
I'm a young baller. Every day we stay shining. Rolly presidential, perfect timing. Every that's a rest around me really grinding. You know I ain't lying. That's why we shining. That's why we shining. Rockin' diamonds. 17 on Balmain's, I ain't lying. 500 on the fitted, I ain't bluffing. Back and forth from New York, it ain't nothing. Why we ask these time, and we gettin' money. Hit the strip club, make it rain on a Monday. Finally, by the 16, like I'm a junkie. They ain't checking when they let me in, it's on me.
No, nigga. Ain't no star in this town, nigga. No, I'm the only hope, man.
Shine.
Why we ask you, nigga? Long live my.
I'm a young baller. Every day we stay shining. Rolly presidential, perfect timing. Every that's a rest around me really grinding. You know I ain't lying. That's why we shine.
Every day we really shine.
All in different cities, different girls. We don't love none of these bitties. I got my DM, sending pictures of they. I got my DM, saying they want me in they kidneys. I'm a baller, taller, talking shot caller. I hit your girl the first day and didn't even have to call her. Yeah, I'm a dogger, they pass it to the crew. Cause that's how the shiners do, Italian all the way to the shoe. Been rockin' designer, that ain't nothing new. Italian mafia, that's my food. My whole team rockin' straight rollies. Keep buying all this Italian. We making it shine.
I'm a young
baller. Every day we stay shining. Rolly presidential, perfect timing. Every nest of rest around me really grinding. You know I ain't lying.
We on, my mic up. What's up? Happy Tuesday! Hey! Listen, man, you already know it's Purple Tuesday. So when you see the shades out, when you see the outfit on, you already know the Ravens won again. Again. Oh, they might lose to the Rams. Yeah, all right, beat that. Listen, man, let me tell you something, man. This is all you got to do. This is what you got to be built for, man. They got me amped. I didn't even do the intro of the show yet. They got me amped. All right, but without further ado, welcome, everybody, to the C Plan Do Show. with me, Gary O'Neill Jr. Man, don't forget the junior. I had to remind myself I'm a junior. But guess what? Hopefully you guys had an amazing Tuesday. Shout out to everybody watching right now on Facebook, live from Power 4.4, where the people are power, man. You already know. If you're listening right now, you're listening, downloaded it. You downloaded that Live 365 app because you know we live. 365. 366 in a leap year. Come on, man. Come on. All right. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening, how you're listening, thank you for listening to this amazing show. We got an amazing show today. Every week is amazing, man. Listen, I am so super excited about my Ravens. They out here. See this hoodie? This hoodie was inspired by them. You can go to LaloneClothing.com, L-A-L-O-N-E, clothing.com, and you can get this shirt. So you can get this hoodie. So when people see it, they know the vibes. This is the Raven Edition hoodie. So make sure you go get one right now. All right. So happy Thanksgiving Eve. So hopefully at this point you have already started cooking. Some people already start cooking right now. Hopefully you already have your turkey thawed out. If you don't, look like you're going to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Thanksgiving tonight. That's it. It's over for you. So make sure you, so hopefully everybody has things ready to go. Hopefully you're already starting to prepare your trip to see your family. And hopefully from me to you, you know, it's going to be an amazing Thanksgiving. And thank you for being around. So without further ado, let's get into our C Plan Do moment of the week. And that is entitled Three Types of Fans. I think it's very, very fitting considering the Ravens are doing absolutely well, above expectations. I love when people have to walk back what they say, because if you listen to the past people, you listen to the commentators, the sportcasters, everybody, the analysts. Oh, he's a running back. Oh, they're not going to do well. Go back and listen to what people were saying and look where we at now, because it's not about really what they say. So I came up with three types of fans, because nowadays, if you're a Ravens fan and you've been it since the early night, since the late 90s, if you've been a Ravens fan and you can run down all of the quarterbacks that we went through, all of the defenses, you already know that it's definitely some bandwagoners that have jumped ship. Hey, those Ravens are pretty good. Yeah, we know. Now they want to talk about them. Now they want to say MVP, but they weren't talking about the Ravens. So guess what? I want to talk to you about three types of fans that you can see not only in professional sports, but in real life. So the first type of fan is the day one supporter. You can count on these people through the highs, through the lows. I'm pretty sure right now, you know, it might be a team that's not doing well, but you might notice that one person is riding or dying with them, right? Yep. Some people are sick right now, but it's okay. Some people right now watching it. I see some of the people who just tuned in. Hey, everybody. I see some of the Steelers fans who tuned in. But you can count on those people. So that day one person, you can count on these people through the highs and the lows, through the ups and the downs, through the wins and the losses. They will be there right with you, believing in you. That's the day one. So that day one supporter, we've been talking about the day one supporter. The second person, the second type of fan, is that bandwagoner. We talked about them. This type of person, they'll support you, right? And this is in real life too. This type of person will support you, unfortunately, when everyone else is. Catch that again. They will support you when everyone else is. They will not be there, though, for the rough times. But they will live it up when you're in the good times. Those are your good time associates. I like to identify those people as your good time associates, where these people will be with you in the good times, but they will not be there when it's rough. They will not be with you when you first start out. Now everybody's buying your jersey. And the last type of person, in three types of fans, both in sports and in life, is your never evers. The never evers. These people, and I want you to hear this, these people will never support you. They will never support you. Never, ever. It does not matter what you do. They will never support you. No matter what happens, you will not receive support from them. These type of people may outright let you know they won't support, or they may appear like a day one. Watch this. They may seem like they're a day one or even a bag or bandwagoneer. But when it's time, they won't support you. And it's okay, because there's other day ones around. There are other people that will support you. There are a lot of things that I do, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things that you do, that support and help come from a different place. Unexpected. And it's okay. Celebrate those people. I always tell people on social media, in life, it's very easy to complain about the people who don't support you. Screw them. Forget them. If somebody's rocking with you right now, I want you to text them right now while you're listening to this and say, you know what? I support you. And tell them why you support them. So again, those are three types of fans. That's the C Plan Dude moment of the week. Remember, your day ones, your bandwagon ears, and last but not least, those never evers. So find out who's what, and once you do that, treat them accordingly. You can't be looking for support from a never ever, and you can't treat a day one like a never ever. And those bandwagon ears, hey, just appreciate them when they're there. All right. So now let's get to the Seed Plan Do song of the week. I really like this song. This song got a little bop to it. Well, not, no, the next week's song is going to have bop to it. But this song I really, really like. All right, when we get back, we're going over the topic of the week in the Black Friday. Let's get it.
Me, I no get time, I did that, bada. Dada cover my face, calling me that, bada. Biggie man, we know they wear a bada.
Tell me, money, what's it come? G-Wagon, all the Benz, the Caltrain, ride the bus. I no fit, die for nothing. Money, what's it come? G-Wagon, all the Benz, the Caltrain, ride the bus. I know you die or not. Make you no say anything when you do, they must comment it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when they do, I they try to they do on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty so far we face. Just to make sure money day. But my people then go say, I know one fight, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want to know.
Tell me, man, what's it come? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Caltrain, ride the whip, I know feet, die for nothing. Man, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Caltrain, ride the whip, I know feet. Different things them happening, schemes and packaging. In a one night for shows I'm juggling. Flow like the ocean, my boat I'm paddling. Shout out Shinopella, that's my bro, my family. Frozen chains. When it comes to money I they concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you be commission I be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want to know.
Tell me.
What's it come? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Caltrain, ride the whip, I no fit, die for nothing. Man, what's it come? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Caltrain, ride the whip, I no fit, die for nothing. Oh, no, I born out. Yeah.
having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
All right, we back, man. That was Yee with Burna Boy. Wait, the artist is named Yee, right? And the song is called Burna Boy. Yeah, I like that song. That's the vibes right there. That, you know, hopefully when you're making your food this weekend, well, this week, you know, just put some vibes on, man. Just chill. All right, so my homeboy Andre said, did Jackson give me these? You know what? I'm going to have to find out where he's going to be. And if he signs these, I swear. Oh, my God. Y'all don't want him to sign these. Y'all don't want him to sign these. I'm going to make sure I have him with me at all times from ever in the area. And if he signs these, it's over. It's over. I'm going to wear them the entire show one time. All right. So let's get into the topic. In the Black Friday. So, you know, we got Black Friday happening. And again, this is Gary O'Neill. If you're just tuning in after those vibes, those Afro Beats vibes, Gary O'Neill with the C-Plan Do Show here. So let's talk about in the Black Friday, where I want to discuss a couple things, right? Let's talk about budgeting for the holiday spirit, you know, the holiday season. You know, we're coming up. People are going to start spending a lot of money. It's several million. In this short amount of time before the end of the year, we spend so much money on gifts and getting things. And so guess what? You still will have those bills. You talk about, oh, it's going to be a Black Friday. It's going to be a Black Saturday, too, if you don't pay that gas electric bill. So I saw that. That was hilarious when I first saw it. So we want to make sure. So, you know, of course, me providing that content, as always, I want to make sure that we got some tips that we can discuss, you and me. And you can always, if you're listening to it right now, definitely log on to the Facebook page, the Power 4.4 page, so that way we can have a dialogue. It's you and me, baby. We're here. All right. So let's talk about a couple tips that I love to do my research, and I wanted to make sure I had all of the right things so that way we can talk about it. So the first thing is going to be decide how much you can spend. All right. So when you are, you know, just figure out what your budget is for spending. And let it be realistic, okay? Like, don't just say, oh, yeah, it's going to be $2 million budget. If you could do that, great, you know? But just figure out, like, hey, how much can you spend? All right? That's a great, great thing to think about, you know? And of course, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the season, we get emotional, and it's cool. But just think about how you can spend, all right? The next thing is make a complete gift list with the entire family. Right. So right now for me, it's going to be like I have a list of what I'm going to get everybody. Right. Even last night, my neighbors, I said, oh, man, I got to get something for my neighbors. And I put them right down in the list. Hey, I already know what I'm going to get them, because I want to make sure that now I can be proactive as far as getting these things. Jay said, oh, it's the thought that counts. And I thought of you. Yeah. OK, that's cool. And you could be thinking about them lights being off when you like, oh, man, I thought about you. Here you go. And she's absolutely right. It should be the thought. But sometimes we take the dollar sign for the thought. And that's the unfortunate thing. So make a list of, hey, what are you going to get everybody? All right. I gave my kids, you know, Toys R Us does not have their book anymore. Right. So I gave my Target has a book. So I said, hey, because I want to get an idea of what they want. So I said we had two books. I gave them both a book. And I said, hey, you know, with what you want, just put your name on it. Nah, they put their name on everything in the book. I'm like, some of these things you don't even need. Like, what are you talking about? Right. So just be, you know, make a list. So I got an idea of what they want. I thought about what they want. It is a thought that counts. So I said, you know what? Let me think about this. So I already got an idea of what I want to give everybody that I want to give gifts to. The next thing in the end of Black Friday, because I want you to have money. Like, spend money because you care about people. You could do a lot of different things, but still, at the end of the day, like, you still have bills. All right? Decide who's getting what. That goes back to that list. All right? Figure it out. Like, I already know what I'm going to get my supervisor, you know. Cool. Just figure out who's going to get what and have a conversation about it with yourself or with whoever you're going to be getting the gifts with. All right. The next thing I really, really like is set the expectations with family members, especially children. Again, your children are going to think they're going to get every single solitary thing they see on commercial. Everything they see. Hey, I want that. I want this. I want that. Can I get that? Oh, I hope Santa will give me this. Oh, okay. All right. So set the expectations early. Let, you know, before it used to be like, hey, you're getting like two or three gifts, right? You know, hey, you can get four gifts or whatever. Let them know, hey, we want you to have this and that. You know, just talk, just have a straight up conversation with people. The next thing is as far as different tips, because I got a lot of different tips today. So that way, guess what? If you see, if it's a tip you like, you can comment. I want you to be able to give some feedback, because I got a lot of tips today that I thought were really, really cool. Next thing is going to be start shopping early. Now that's my favorite one, because if you're like me, you probably had a grandmother or aunt or somebody, some elderly person that they started Christmas shopping in like October. If you shop right now in that time, just you leave an emoji or something on the page. But I know for me, seeing my grandmother or even my mom, you know, going back and like start shopping in like August. I'm like, it's still summer. I'm wearing shorts. You're thinking about Christmas stuff now? What? Bro, nah. Every year I'm like, man, I should have shopped early. I start early. Like, I promise you, I start early. Jay said her kids are getting passport and stocks. That's great. I started Lalonde Clothing again, LALONE clothing.com. This is my kids' business. It's not mine. So they hit me up and say, hey, did we sell any merch? Did we move any product? And I'm like, did we move any product? That's the last time I let you watch Power Logan. All right. So start shopping early so that way you can take advantage, because of course something that's in the winter is they're gonna raise the prices now. Yeah. All right. Check your emotions at the door. Oh man, see, I will say that I can be transparent. I know I'm gonna be transparent with the village. Guess what? Lauren Jenkins, shout out to Lauren. Lauren said, you know what? You should call the people that rock with you on the show your village. Because I had said something about when we had Rodney here, we was able to make our goal, and thank everybody who donated. And I had referenced Stone Soup, and I said village. And so she said we should call the people the village. So I said, you know what? From now on, everybody that's rocking with me, you in the village. No more fots. Yeah, people ain't like fots. So check your emotions at the door, because of course, if you're seeing something, look at all the different commercials. The commercials nowadays, they cater to your emotions. Every kiss begins with K, right? They're out here. They're showing, you know, these car commercials. They're showing all the family, you know, opening the door on Christmas Day, seeing a vehicle or, you know, expensive stuff. Like, check your emotions at the door. Like, just say, hey, I want my children to have this. We go from there. Let's check out what people are saying. All right. Letitia said, hey, after Christmas sales are great. Yes. All right. Michelle, one of my peeps, Michelle says, spend time with family and friends is priceless. How about a gift that is useful year round with loved ones dying in the streets of Baltimore? We have to be there for each other, or make coupons like, hold up, she wrote some more, or make coupons like, I will help you for 3 months to babysit, clean, help with groceries, provide emotional support, etc. That is absolutely amazing. I love that. So send me three coupons. And I'm going to send you know what, Michelle? You send me three coupons, I'm going to send you three coupons. I really, really like that. That's very thoughtful. And guess what? Doesn't cost any money. That was really, really awesome. I really like that idea. All right. So check your emotions at the door, man. I'm being transparent. This used to happen to me, because I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that and I'm going to get her this and I'm going to get this person that. Nah, man. They should already love you, and your love should not be tied with a gift card or product or whatever. Like, give people what you can afford, because you still have to live after Christmas or after the holidays. All right. So check your emotions at the door. Work sales. This is what Letitia talked about. Don't let them work you. So, of course, with that being said, like, hey, you know what? It's going to be sales. If it's something that you see that's just on your list and it's on sale, just buy it, right? If it's not on your list, don't buy it. Work the sales, okay? All right. Of course, set that budget. We talked about that. I like this one as well. It said, be aware of retail tricks. So it's one thing to have a budget. Yeah. And, you know, that's great that you set a budget, but also be careful of loyalty cards, retail credit. Sometimes they may make you think, hey, you're saving something, but you're really not. All right. Black Friday, like I get, think about this. Black Friday is really manufactured for us to spend money. Like, just think about that. Like, at one point, Black Friday used to just be on Black Friday. Now, Black Friday is during Thanksgiving. And I'm not saying that, you know, and guess what? And people who like Black Friday, it's not even about the sales. It's about the emotions they get from being out there with the crowds and rushing to get your stuff. So now it's not even about getting it. So now the energy and excitement you get from going to the event, that's what people like to do. Like, but those sales will still be there. So don't fall for the retail tricks. They're still going to be there on Thanksgiving, Thursday, Cyber Friday, and Cyber Monday. All right. So just, you know, you don't have to fall for their tricks because they're going to try to get the most from you. OK. Oh, I like this one as well. Limit self-gifting. Now, this was probably going to be for people, you know, hey, that there's been a recent trend where a lot of people are giving themselves gifts. Right. And you should give yourself a gift. I'm not saying that. Right. But don't just start going ham. And now you're just in a deficit on things that you wanted. All right. Cut down on the convenience costs. And what that means is a lot of times they're hitting fees when you're doing convenience stuff. So guess what? Instead of maybe a gift card, go ahead and buy and use cash. All right. Figure out what's the best way and the easiest way, because nowadays they will attack those convenience fees on that, so that way they can generate more money. All right. So let's see what else people saying. Michelle said Cyber Monday. Yeah. Jay said use Groupon, fetch rewards. Great. Like, those are great things. Like, I just told my brother, he went on a date with his girlfriend and they went somewhere. And I said, hey, man, check out Groupon. They be having deals with the same spot you want to go to. So take advantage of those. Okay. All right. Also, when we sort of hit on it already, but establish those expectations early. Like, if your child or somebody has already been looking through all the jewelry books, all the jewelry commercials, now they tagging you in all these jewelry things, and you know that maybe you might not be able to get that, then that's what you should have that conversation. All right. If you know you're going to cut down on, if one year you had the whole room is filled with gifts, and now this year it's only going to be a certain section, you might want to have that conversation about that. Okay. It's important to establish those expectations early. All right. Because you still have to live. All right. And also, cash is king. Jay talked about, she said, also shop with cash so you can see what you're spending. Absolutely. Your budget will stretch if you're using that card. It will stretch, but that cash won't stretch. If you know something costs this, it's easy to swipe, 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 swipe. Now you living on the street. All right. So establish those expectations early. All right. So let them know, hey, what this is what you're getting. So that way you can, you know, let people down on foot, not let people down, but just let people know what's up. Not even down. Don't let somebody down. Let them know what's up. All right. And that also extends to, you know, coworkers as well as like in-laws, because it's very, very easy that, you know, you're like, hey, I'm going to try to show off and stuff like that. Again, you know, save your money, man. Stay in the black this season. All right. Don't go in the red. OK. All right. Also, look, a lot of people are traveling. How many people are? So I'm looking at the live. If you're traveling, type in where you're traveling to. I'm not really going anywhere. My parents are here, so I'm not going anywhere. But I know a lot of people are going to, you know, they're going out. And so, you know, of course, these airline companies, they're going to try to take advantage. So look for shortcuts to make those travel expenses cheaper. It's going to be a difference in you buying a ticket now a couple of months ago versus if you want to go out, if you just bought them last week. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are going to do that. So for some families, one of the large expenses is travel. So look for ways to limit that cost, right? Shop around airlines and travel dates. I like this one. Avoid baggage fees by packing light. All right. Pack meals for on the go and do your research on hotel costs, just to name a few. So when I went to Miami, Tara definitely looked out as far as the pricing of the hotel, because I was like, oh, we're going to this place. This is it. She was like, no, let's find some other places. Found cheaper stuff. We set a plan. The next time we go back down there, like, hey, we're gonna get food from here and not here. Just make sure you just set yourself up for success. All right, cool. So that's just one thing as far as making sure your budget stays in the black, okay? So now let's talk about, also I want to go over, all right, a lot of us will be going to a lot of parties, a lot of events, a lot of, you know, holiday events. So, you know, your big brother right here wants to make sure that you're straight. All right. So with that being said, let's go over some do's and don'ts, some things that you might want to consider. And also, while you're watching it online, hey, if you have any do's or don'ts for the holiday season or some things that people should do or don't, let me know so that way I can read them on air. But I got a whole bunch of them for us. So that way I was like, oh, man, this will be cool. All right. Michelle said, don't buy gifts to impress people who aren't impressed with you. Rules to live and love by. There you go. If you don't know them, like, why are you spending? And I know people like that they'll buy gifts to people they don't even deal with. Don't. That even happens when people get married. Like, people get married and you have this huge guest list, but they don't even know you. You don't even rock with them like that. Like, no. And I always tell people when I DJ, you know, Greenlight Entertainment, if you're looking for a wedding DJ, greenlightentertainment.com, I tell people, just think about it like this. Is this person somebody that I would purchase a plate of food for? There you go. When people think about it like that, because you got to spend money for them to be there. They don't even know you like that. They're not even Facebook friends with you. So why are they coming to the wedding? All right. So let me go over some of these. All right. So the first thing is going to be respect all RSVP deadlines and host requests. Can we do that, guys? If you get a evite or invite and they say, hey, let me know. Like, can you let them know? Like, if somebody says, hey, I'm having a Thanksgiving party, are you able to make it? Like, don't tell people, because I'm not going to lie, our culture sometimes, I say my culture, that sometimes we'll RSVP as we're walking in the door. Like, don't let me know as we're heading out there. Like, yo, like, come on. Like, let RSVP people, if they sent you out an invite or something like that, let people know, hey, I'm going to be there. No, I can't make it. I'll be there in spirit. Keep it moving. If they has a host request, see, sometimes with that, like, we sort of want to do our own thing. Like, if they have a request, like, they have a request for you to do something, like, just do it. Just chill. Jay said it's black people. Come on, Jay. I mean, she's right. Sometimes. Sometimes it might be blacks. It might be whites, too. I'm pretty sure it's different cultures that we don't RSVP. Come on. Cubans, you know. Latino Americans, like, come on, stop it. So you should RSVP ASAP. Look at that. All right. The next thing is, and this is a huge one, like, and I know that a lot of people are probably going to write this one right here. Never show up empty handed. Like, all right, come on, y'all. Like, if I'm invited to a party. So right now, I want you to write in the comments what you would bring to a party. I know for me, I bring a bottle of wine. You know, or a cake or something like that, some type of dessert. I'm not just walking in there like, hey, what did you bring? Myself. Oh, come on. Come on, guys. Come on. All right. So never show up empty handed. Like, come on. Like, a bottle of wine. You can buy a bottle of wine for $8. If you can't go, then RSVP, you can't make it. All right. So make sure you bring something. A bottle of wine, cheese if you're fancy. That's what I'm going to do. You know what? I went to a party and they had a goat cheese. And I was like, I'm not eating that. Oh, no, I ate the whole bottle. I ate the whole jar. That was amazing. So So if I show up to your party, guess what? I'm showing up with wine and goat cheese. lit. All right, Curtis said wine is a go-to. So everybody, see, guess what? And wine, now, I'm not going to tell everybody post their favorite wine because, you know, those wine companies had to cut the check. But I have a certain wine, so if you want to know what it is, just let me know and I'll send it to you. So that way, if you come to my house, show up with something. Letitia said, don't show up with a half-empty bottle of liquor. I know we're not doing that in 2019, guys, 2020. I know we did not vote with Barack in for y'all to show up with liquor from the cabinet. Like, you know what? I ain't even finished this off. Let me show up. No. All right. What else we got here? Oh, I like this one too. And tell me who you tip. It says offer tips to people who serve you every day. So what they said is, when I was looking at the rule, so for people who deal with you every day, like maybe the people who take your garbage man or your mailman or something like that, you know, the person who cuts your hair or does your nails or whatever, that if you tip them, you should tip them the amount that you pay for the service, right? So if you get a haircut and your haircut is $30, then you should tip $30. What do you guys think about that? I like that idea. I don't know about the mailman, because I don't think the same mailman comes to my house. So I don't want a rookie mailman showing up and I done tipped him and he like, oh, this is, I was just working part time today. Like, he, meanwhile, my main mailman feeling a certain way, and now I'm not getting my W-2s. Now the checks that's coming from LaLoneClothing.com, they're not showing up. Now I'm not getting anything. Now my lights is cut off because I'm like, hey, where's my bill? And they're like, we mailed this out, but that's why I get paperless. But, you know, just make sure you tip those. I do like that idea. I didn't know what the amount was that you would pay, but I like that idea. So tip them the amount you would pay for whatever the service is. Dog groomers. I'm gonna post a picture of Caesar. Caesar's my dog. Look, I got him groomed yesterday. Caesar woke up like new fur. Who this? Caesar, I swear to you, I took a picture of him yesterday. He smiled in the picture. Watch what I tell you. So, all right, getting back to this, offer tips to people who serve you every day. Ooh, I like this one. Let me tell you, let me see what you guys think about this. Offer, don't skip the office holiday party. Now, I used to be like, no, I'm not going. But they're saying don't skip it, because if you skip the holiday, if you skip it, then you're disrespecting the company and that will hurt your career. I know a lot of people don't go to holiday parties because they don't deal with the people. They be like, I don't rock with these people, so I'm not showing up to this. But imagine if you were the supervisor, because I thought about this. Imagine if you were the supervisor or you were in charge of the money that goes into this thing and people didn't show up. You might feel a certain way. So you know what? Just show up. Right? Now, when you show up, be on your best behavior. All right? Be on your best behavior. Don't show up and now you at the bar the whole time and now you getting lit and now you telling the boss what you really think, because, you know, Black Friday could be Unemployment Monday real quick. So make sure that, you know, if you go, just chill, you know, go there and show up, you know, just be there civil or be on your best behavior. All right. What do you guys think? Are you showing up to the holiday party? Let me see what everybody's saying. What are they saying? What are they saying, Jay? Are people showing up to the holiday party? Jay says she skips all the parties. I always go. You go. Yeah. Okay. Because nah, she. Somebody said, I want to keep my job so I don't go to office parties. See? Mm-mm. See, now that I've read this, now I'm going to start going. If my job has a party, I'm going to show up. I'm going to chill, but I'm still going to show up. I'm going to eat the food. I'm going to be there. So I actually like that idea. All right. So I like that idea. All right. The next thing is, which I really like, educate yourself about other holiday traditions. So me and my family, in addition to celebrating Christmas, I celebrate Kwanzaa. And I think a lot of people don't know about Kwanzaa. So if you're interested in celebrating that, I would say you would really, really, you know, it's really, really advantageous to go over it. I really, really enjoy doing it. But, you know, get to know what other people do. What did they do for Hanukkah? All right. What do they do for another religious, you know, so that way you can educate yourself and, you know, see how that works. All right. Oh, I like this one. Actually, somebody told, when I talked to somebody today about it, they said, hey, help clean up. Now, here's what I will say for certain cultures. It's unfortunate. I'm not going to say what culture. Every culture. If you show, I can't. No, I'll put my shades on for this one. If you show up on time to an event, you are now part of the setup crew. That's crazy. So if a party starts at 9 and you show up at 9, you are helping setting up. That's it. That is crazy that it happens. But that's going to be you. So you're going to walk in at 9 thinking that it's ready to start. And they're going to still be hanging up stuff. And you got to hang up stuff now. You got to grab tape, stuff like that. I've seen it happen a trillion times. I'm like, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to hit this party. No, the food hasn't even shown up yet. You're a part of the crew now. He grabbed these tables, Gary. I'm like, I got a suit on now. Just take your suit off and go help. See, and Jay said a certain culture of people. She's out. We're going to have to talk about her stand in this culture. All right, so help clean up. You know what? And I'm pretty sure it's people who are watching this that I know you're petty. And when it's time to leave, you're like, all right, oh, guys, time to go and dip. Like, all the trash is everywhere, all the wrapper, you know. Nah, you got to help. If you're there, you got to help clean up. So, and I thought about that because sometimes, you know, people don't help clean up. Just if you're there and you're having a good time, help clean up, okay? All right. The next one is, I like this one. Offer to contribute to the meal, but don't dictate the menu. I'm going to read it again. Offer to contribute to the meal, but don't dictate the menu. But I will say that if you are making the macaroni and cheese, like I posted earlier, if you have commanded that you're going to do the macaroni and cheese, we do need you to have 3 to 5 years of experience. And you need to come with at least a minimum of three references. Typed, signed. We need to see them. Please don't show up to my house with macaroni and cheese that's not baked. Caesar will eat that today. All right. So I will say that, you know, of course, we do want to be respectful of people's allergies and stuff like that. But if you know what? I watched one of my favorite shows the other day and he had a cookout and I watched The Office. I'm going to have to just say it. Office is one of my favorite shows. I watched The Office and Jim was like, he had a cookout at his house. And Angela, who was like, he was like, hey, I got some chicken. I got some hamburgers and hot dogs. And she said, I'm a vegan. He said, oh, there's sodas in the house. Oh, man. So be mindful. Like, you can offer to bring stuff. But, like, come on now. Like, don't try to have the whole, oh, because you're vegan now, we need to have everything vegan. We need to have a vegan turkey. No. Like, just contribute, but you don't have to dictate. And if you don't feel like somebody's not going to cater to what you eat, then just eat before you get there, I guess. All right. Dress appropriately. I like that idea, too. Like, I thought about what I was going to wear when I go see my parents and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just dress casual. You know, dress like you want. Like, you know, just dress. But, you know, dress comfortably. If you know that your family is going to dress up, like, you should dress up. All right. But, you know, the biggest thing is about family. So you ain't got to be all stuffy shirt. Like, just dress appropriately. Dress your kids appropriately. Which brings me to my next thing. Which somebody said, I told somebody about the show. And they said, hey, make sure you say this. They said, don't let your kids make the plates. I said, oh, I didn't think about that. So don't let your kids make the plates because, you know, they're not going to be able to make the plates appropriately. They're going to be scooping stuff and breathing all on it. Nobody wants your kids' breath all on the mac and cheese. You know, so make sure that you make the plates for your kids. Okay. I know there's a lot of tips. I like these tips because I was like, you know what? I want my people to see what's up. All right. What are people saying, Jay? Anybody say anything? I'm looking here and I see people are saying stuff. I see Jay has talked about multiple times about our culture, which I'm deleting her. She's done. canceled. You canceled, Jay. No, she not canceled. She can come to the cookout. All right. No, she. Gonna, I'm gonna give everybody. I think I'm gonna have to give everybody a Christmas card. I think. No, I'm gonna just send it on Facebook and tag everybody because I need a cut. See, look at that. Stand in the black. If you get a Christmas card from me, it's gonna be online. I'm gonna tag you on Facebook. All right. Okay. It says, "Never have more." Ooh, I like this. No. Arrive on time. We talked about that, right? It says, don't show up with uninvited guests. Like, all right, come on, y'all. I know that hasn't happened. If that's happened to you, I want you to tell me it's happened to you. I can't see that you are hosting a party or something and people are showing up with other people. Like, come on. I know that's not happening. I can't even imagine somebody just doing that. Right? But any event that you are rolling with people, like, hey, don't bring them. Or at least call and ask and see if it's okay. All right? Like, just don't show up with Cousin Lucky and everybody, and now they want to, you know, now they're showing up, and we go from there. All right? Somebody says, don't get drunk and start a fight with your people. Okay. Can we not do that? All right? I know the eggnog might be a little spiked, so be careful. You know your limit. Don't fight people. All right? So if your uncle, you know your uncle likes to start trouble. So just stay clear from your uncle. You know your aunt is messy. Just relax. Okay? All right. What else we got? Oh, never show up with more than one cocktail or drink before dinner. So I guess that goes back to what Letitia said about getting drunk. Like, if you know that you're going to be drinking, like, it's cool. But, like, don't get drunk. Where now you're taking away from the party. Like, just chill. Just chill. Have a good time. Relax. You know, get a little drinks in you. You know, we go from there. All right. Now, the next thing is,
I got one that's not on your list.
Oh, fire it off. Go.
Do not show up with containers for people that is not there.
Oh, gosh. Now, let me ask y'all this. Is it okay if we start stepping up the container game? Like, before, everybody already know that the container game is, in the beginning, it used to be one plate. On top of another plate. You wrap it up, and that's your goal. Now I've seen people, now we're trying to step it up. Now we got the actual to-go containers with the little sections and stuff like that. That's fancy. I'm thinking the next thing we're going to see is actually Tupperware. Is that okay? Jay, if you had a party and somebody showed up with the Tupperware, boop.
Gotta go. Leave with what you came in with. If you ain't buy nothing, don't bring them.
They can't. Oh, you know what? That's another thing. Actually, Britt, she said this. She said, if you bring something, you can't take it with you. Even if nobody used it. So if you brought liquor, you can't say, oh, nobody even drank my favorite drink. I'm taking it with me. You cannot do that. Like, come on, guys. Like, I know we're better than this. You know, I thought these were funny to look at. All right. What's the next thing? Oh, wait for the eldest adult to take their seat at the table first. All right. I like that. Okay. I'm okay with if your grandmother or grandfather or great grandmother, great grandfather. I'm okay with that. So, are we okay with that? Waiting for the eldest adult to take their seat at the table first. I think I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. What? I got a couple of more. I don't even have any more on the sheet. Look, we done ran through all of them. Now I'm about to freestyle because I got like 2 minutes left. I'm about to freestyle some. From me to you. This ain't nobody else. This is from me. If we're going to pray, like when we're holding hands and praying, like, Can we just like do like 2 minutes of the prayer? Like, I don't think we need to start from Genesis and work our way down to.
You have a whole ceremony?
Right. And they were like, and Abraham begat Ezekiah. No, the greens is getting cold. All right. So Michelle said in her culture, the elders do go first, which I really like. I think that that's great. I think that they should eat first, and I think they should sit down first. So I think that's cool. All right. So make sure you make those on plates. So, yeah, I like that idea of I like that idea of the elders going first. I think that, of course, we should be, you know, leave the attitudes at home. Just make sure you just show up and be present. Like, I think a lot of times nowadays it's just us being on our phones, right, us not focusing on, you know, the spirit of people being here. And just like we talked about last week, 300, now we're at like 315. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are not here. So let's make sure that we honor and take care of the people who are there now. You know, hug people, connect with people, vibe with people. You know, let's make sure we do that. All right, last thing, as we start to wrap this up. Listen, man, if you haven't been making a dish that people know you, that know that this is your dish, like, don't jump out there and now for Thanksgiving, now you want to try something different. Auntie, if you are known for the potato salad, that's your job. That is your job until something happens. That's your job. Stop trying to be fancy and don't get away from the recipe. Don't try to add paprika now. Don't try to add cilantro. Don't try to say, oh, you know, instead of this, I'm doing a keto potato salad. I'm on keto, but if I swear to God, if you come in there with a keto potato salad, we have to street fight now. You know what? Let me see if people are gonna connect with this. Cause I've never heard it ever happen. Do people put sugar in macaroni and cheese? Yeah. I've never heard that alive. I told somebody, they said, oh, people do that. I said, I would street fight a person in the street. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to be sure. All right. With that being said, it's time to go, man. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show this evening. I really like that. Make sure you save your money. Do some things that, you know, spend that quality time. It's about quality, not quantity. When we're talking about spending money, spend time. Instead of focusing on those gifts, you be the gifts. You are the gift. All right. Make sure you take care of your people. All right. You can always catch the C Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday. Wow. Wait, what am I doing? Each and every Tuesday here on Power 4.4 Radio. And you can check out the C Plan Do Show on all social media outlets. If you have a question for the show, if you'd like to see somebody or something on the show, let me know. If you want to be on the show, if you want to promote, I've been putting out promotional packages. Make sure you check with me about those promotional packages. All right. But last but certainly not least, thank you. Thank you and you and you and especially you for showing up each and every. This is the 16th episode, and I see a lot of new people. I see a lot of the same people, and I really appreciate you. All right, until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those moments again, thank you so much. Thank you, and you're welcome. All right, save me a plate, though. Bye, everybody.